It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to another installment of Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. February 23rd, 2000, R.H. Bob Peters got his 702nd win. Details are next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. The date, February 23rd, 2000, stands as R.H. Bob Peters' final win behind the bench at Bemidji State. His 702nd win, a 2-1 win over Wayne State. The very humble coach takes no credit whatsoever for those 702 wins. And that shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who's met him.
I never really dwelled on that. I always felt it was the players. They did it. Napoleon was asked about his success. I read this, by the way. No way to compare myself with Napoleon, but I read this. He said, soldiers win the battles, generals get the credit. Hockey coaches get the credit when the players win the games. So it was always them. You see, coaches, at least my attitude was, that players don't care how much the coach knows until the coach first shows how much he cares. And if you care about them, and then if you know what you're doing, or kind of, it all works out. Get good quality people and hold them to the fire, set the standards, make them earn what they get, and it usually works out. I never worried about that. So you take care of all the little things, all the basics. Winning will take care of itself. But I'll tell you a story about my good friend from my hometown who was the rink manager in Fort Frances, Ontario. And I'd see him, he'd say, are you still coaching? I said, yes. And he'd say, they haven't caught on to your act yet, have they? I said, no. And I hope they don't until I retire. I never did think about that. I was cognizant of it all, what they had done. To this day, I'm still impressed by those players and what they accomplished. And when you think about it, they bought their own skates and sticks and got no scholarships. And they had me on their back, chewing on them. Oh. I don't think any of them will ever have to put any time in purgatory after playing for me.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.